Jordan winced at the sound.
No!
He realized suddenly that Gawain was back and at his side again. The knight favored his left ribs, and his face was beaded with sweat, but he was still clinging grimly to his axe. Roderick was darting back and forth before the skeleton, trying for a blow at the creature's spine, but unable to stand his ground long enough. Bloody Bones' long-fingered hands swept through the air in vicious arcs, missing Roderick by less and less each time.
Smoke! I saw you use smoke in your act. Can you do it here?
Sure, but how's that going to help? If the fire doesn't bother him...
Just do it, and stand ready to help me. Arjun had the right idea, rest his soul. We've got to cut this bastard down to size. Wait till I've worked my way behind him, and then give me all the smoke you can.
Jordan nodded, and Gawain disappeared into the heather. Jordan tried to follow his movements, but quickly lost track of him. Gawain was good. He palmed one of the smoke pellets hidden in his right sleeve and hefted it uncertainly. He stared at the huge skeleton, and for a moment his breath caught in his throat. It was just so damn big! Blood dripped steadily from the discolored bones and soaked into the ground where the creature stood. The flames between its legs had already gone out. The skeleton's carrion stench was growing steadily stronger. Jordan glanced briefly at the horses, but knew there was no point in trying for one of them. They were all too spooked to be rideable. And besides, Bloody Bones would never let him reach them. Much as he wanted to run, Jordan knew he had no choice but to stand his ground and fight. And when all was said and done, he couldn't let Gawain down. He was hard-pressed to come up with one good reason why not, but somehow he just couldn't stomach the thought. Barely a day as a prince, and already he was acting like a hero. A hero? Maybe he was sickening for something. He watched Roderick sway back and forth before Bloody Bones. His movements were growing slower and more awkward as his tiredness caught up with him. The skeleton was just playing with him now, and they both knew it. Jordan decided he didn't wait any longer. If Gawain wasn't in place by now, he'd just have to take his chances. Roderick had already run out of luck.
Hey! You want to get a good look at the guy who's going to turn your ribcage into a house? Then look over here!
The skull turned towards Jordan, its eye sockets pouring blood onto the ground. He drew back his hand to throw the smoke bomb. His heart lurched as the skeleton headed straight for him with outstretched hands. Jordan took one look at the huge skull with its bloody grin and threw. A dark, oily smoke boiled up from the heather, quickly spreading to form an impenetrable, foul-smelling cloud. The skeleton swayed to a halt and batted at the smoke with its blood-dripping hands. Jordan decided that if the skeleton even looked like taking another step toward him, he was going to turn and run like crazy until his lungs gave out. And then, through the smoke, Jordan spotted a gleam of shining steel. Bloody Bones suddenly lurched to one side and fell helplessly forward. The ground shook as his great weight hit the earth. The pressure dispersed the remnants of smoke, and Jordan swallowed hard as he saw the skeleton had fallen so that its huge grinning skull was now only a few feet away from him. The skeleton already had his hands under him and was levering himself up out of the heather. Jordan started forward, sword held out before him, not sure what he was going to do, but determined to do something. The skeleton had made him afraid, and it seemed to Jordan that this had been happening to him too often just lately. He'd had a bellyful of being frightened, and just this once he was going to do something about it. Maybe he could whittle the bloody thing to pieces. And then the smoke cleared some more, and Jordan grinned fiercely as he saw the jagged stump that ended Bloody Bones' right leg just below the knee. Gawain loomed out of the smoke, brandishing his glowing axe.
Get the head! Hold it still while I go for the neck! And watch out for the teeth!
Get the head? All right!
Jordan grabbed the huge skull with both arms, hugging it to his chest. The grinning jaws snapped viciously, grating on his chainmail vest. Blood that was not his poured down Jordan's chest and stomach. The stench was almost overpowering. Jordan felt himself lifting up as the skeleton reared upward. His feet dangled below him as Bloody Bones lifted his head clear of the heather. But Jordan hung on tenaciously, and the great head began to sag under his weight. And then Gawain was there at his side, and the glowing axe swept down. Jordan lay on his back and watched dazedly as the headless skeleton took its next steps. He realized he was still holding the skull. It rolled to a halt and then rocked back and forth for a while, grinning at nothing. Jordan watched it until he was sure it was no longer bleeding. His chainmail was slick with the skeleton's blood, and he made a few half-hearted attempts to brush it away with his sleeves before giving it up as a bad job. He grinned stupidly at Gawain, feeling lightheaded and rather shaky about the legs. He was alive. He was alive! Gawain moved cautiously forward to stare down at the grinning skull.
Is it dead?
A final blow from Gawain's axe shattered the huge skull.
For now, it seems. That was well done, actor. For a moment there, I thought you might just turn and run.
Never crossed my mind. After you've faced Hillsdown audiences 7 days a week and twice on Saturdays, there isn't much in this world that can frighten you.
Roderick came over to join them, limping slightly, but otherwise apparently unharmed.
Are you badly hurt? That was a nasty blow you took.
Just a few cuts and bruises. I've been hurt worse in training sessions.
I'm fine, too, just in case you were worried.
I was never worried about you for a moment, Jordan. Actors always land on their feet. Did either of you see what happened to Robert?
There can't be much doubt. That creature must have thrown him a good 30 feet. Probably broke every bone in his body.
Not quite. It just feels that way.
They all looked around to see Argent making his way through the heather toward them.